Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. As world leaders work for peace in the Middle East, the current peace agreements are unraveling. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
World leaders in America, Europe, Russia, and the Middle East are working to bring about a peace in the Middle East, even as three peace agreements between Israel and their neighbors are actually unraveling and may not be in effect for very long. The Camp David Accords, a peace agreement between Israel and Egypt, is almost a thing of the past with the present situation in Egypt, as is the case in the peace treaty between Israel and Jordan, with most Jordanians wanting to dissolve that treaty. The Oslo Accords, a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, has never been normalized and is not a working agreement because the radical Islamists among the Palestinians have no regard for the treaty and, in fact, are calling for an armed struggle to eliminate the Jewish state. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
With three different peace agreements between Israel and her neighbors in place, the Middle East peace process is in bad shape, but it will be rescued, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In 1979, Israel and Egypt signed the Camp David Accords, the first peace treaty that Israel ever signed with an enemy state. The Palestinians and the Israelis also came to an agreement on peace in 1993 with the Oslo Accords. In October of 1994, the late King Hussein of Jordan and the late Yitzhak Rabin, Prime Minister of Israel, both signed a peace treaty between the two nations. What is common with all of these peace agreements is that they never have been normalized. Even the peace envoy for the Quartet, which is the United States, European Union, United Nations, and Russia, their envoy, Tony Blair, has not been successful in bringing about peace. However, I must remind you that Bible prophecy does call for a world leader to come on the scene who will be successful in putting a peace treaty in place that he will make work. Daniel 9:27 says that the Antichrist will confirm a treaty between Israel and her neighbors. I did not say he will sign a treaty, but instead confirm, strengthen, make stronger, make the treaty work. In order for this to happen, there must be a peace treaty or three peace treaties on the table not working. The Antichrist will confirm them. There are three peace treaties on the table, not working, waiting for the Antichrist, a world leader, to appear. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...